The finance bill will help the government collect taxes to facilitate implementation of development projects, as documented in the medium-term Plan 1V, MTP 1V. Lands Cabinet Secretary Alice Wahome said in the actualization of the MTP there is need for a budget to facilitate thus collection of taxes. Speaking at Maranga University of Technology, MUT, when she addressed stakeholders on the dissemination of MTP, Wahome said many of the programs designed for the implementation between 2023-2027 were raised by residents during the Kenya Kwanza Economic Forums at the counties. She pleaded with the Kenyans to lower the political temperatures to allow the government of President William Ruto initiate development project with the taxes collected. To achieve development programs, finances are required thus need to upheld taxation to meet the public expectations, said the CS. She added that in the financial estimates of Shush 3.8 trillion, the government can only raise Shush 3.3 trillion with the deficit facilitated by the development partners. Mining Principal Secretary Elijah Mwangi said the government has plans for programs that will uplift the living standards of the citizens. Mwangi said programs in the industrialization, manufacturing and creating of employment opportunities will be enhanced between the period. The government is determined to spur development, thus need for Kenyans to support it, said Mwangi. Maranga Governor Arungu Kang'ata said the counties were affected by the delayed remittance of resources by the National Treasury. The disbursement of the resources is always 3 months late, thus affecting service delivery at the counties, said Kang'ata.